This morning, the Tampa City Council held their second workshop on the city's fiscal year 2009 budget. They received proposed budgets from several departments, including police, fire, neighborhood services, and growth management. Tampa's police chief, Steve Hoag, said his department would need $132 million next year and would slightly reduce personnel to 1,318 employees.
I have submitted a reduction of about 16 positions for this year. Most of those were empty, but internal. Six of them are currently open or are filled with individuals, and we haven't noticed those folks yet.
Hoag said that fuel costs are leading Tampa's police to consider some vehicles that get better mileage. Dennis Jones is the city's fire chief and said his department's proposed budget is actually larger than last year's.
We have submitted a budget for 647 positions, the same as last year, with a modest 1.5% increase.
But that does not include additional operating expenses of over $1 million, including adding seven firefighters that Jones is proposing. The fire department is exploring grants to cover some portion of that, Jones said. City Council member John Dingfelder was concerned that city residents need to hear about the full extent of the city's budget woes.
When folks in this community say they want tax cuts, that's fine, okay? But they need to know what the ramifications are in neighborhood services. They need to know what the ramifications are in parks, okay? If parks is potentially losing X number of people, you know, or shutting down hours for pools or that sort of thing, that's the type of thing this community needs to know. There's ramifications to every action that we take as a community, and it's important that we're straight up about it.
Neighborhood Services Administrator Santiago Carrata said that despite budget cuts, there would be few, if any, layoffs.
But in our programs, we're not losing any employees from last year to this year.
Karen Pallas is the Director of Parks and Recreation, where many recent cuts have occurred.
Our total budget from 08 was $36,075,080, and we are going to a new threshold budget, which is currently scheduled for $35,348,785, which is a reduction of a little over $700,000, and it does reduce us by 27 positions. What those 27 positions are kind of a myriad of recreation positions that we've held vacant through this past year as attrition has occurred in different positions, some part-time, some full-time, some fitness-level positions, some aquatics positions and such, mostly our programming.
WMNF asked Bonnie Wise, Tampa's finance director, about the budget recommendations.
Last year we did cut a number of positions. This year we are going to have to cut some as well. However, we're going to use a combination of some efficiencies that we made throughout this budget year that we're in. We have some vacant positions that we will be eliminating as well as some filled positions. In addition, we're going to use some of the reserves and some of the fund balances that we have acquired over the last few years to help us get through this time period until the economy can turn around.
This Thursday, the council will consider a new city code that could complement their recently passed green resolution to encourage environmental sustainability. Cindy Miller is the city's Director of Growth Management and Development Services.
We will have a team around the city so that green initiatives are going to become a matter of life, not just something that's new and different. It's going to be something that will sort of permeate the organization.
On Monday in Miami, the nation's mayors voted to phase out the use of bottled water by city governments and to use tap water instead in order to reduce waste of resources and money. But Tampa's Mayor Pam Iorio is opposed to the idea of doing away with bottled water. Several members of the city council support an end to purchasing bottled water, including Mary Mulhern.
The city is actually buying bottled water to use in the city, and I'm not exactly sure where we're using them all, but we're spending $31,000. So, yes, it's been something people have been talking about. I think that the San Francisco mayor eliminated that. It was over a year ago. So they just create a lot of waste and waste of plastic, and the water is not safer. Your Councilman Miranda was right. If you want to drink clean, safe water out of the tap is much better.